Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We continue to break down the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54 in Miami next weekend. And now we welcome in a legendary Chiefs running back. That, of course, is Priest Holmes, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Priest, it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate a few minutes. And how you been?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So what is it like during this week after seeing Kansas City get close last year to see them punch that ticket to the big game? What are your emotions right now?
Well, the emotions is high. I'm also trying to just soak in the fact that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. It's been a fun time watching the Chiefs throughout the playoffs, the AFC. What a better way to end it there at home. And so I'm super excited. A lot of the ambassadors are super excited about what's taking place.
Are you going to the game?
I will be in Miami, absolutely. I'll be there on behalf of all former players with the executive committee. But, of course, my team is in the Super Bowl, so I'll also be doing a lot with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's awesome. Priest Holmes here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. This offense, we all know what it was able to do last year, the 50 touchdown passes by Patrick Mahomes. You had the Kareem Hunt situation as well. This year, though, the offense, it once again, even like in the middle of the season, people, I think, after that Mahomes injury started to forget about the Chiefs a little bit. Then that defense started to play well. But this offense, what they're able to do week in and week out, especially in the postseason, being down 24-0 and making it go away in a second and getting that lead back last week down 17-7, it's really something that, as a great offensive player like you were, you got to marvel at it, right?
Well, I definitely love it. I also like the fact that, the perseverance that Mahomes showed with the kneecap injury and for him to bounce back and still lead the team in such a way that's been phenomenal. Typically, you have older guys, older veterans that are leading the team into a Super Bowl situation, but here you have Mahomes, a young guy, and I think everyone is following suit just because of his athletic ability and just the mental aspect that he brings to the game. And as a quarterback, he's one of the first persons to get excited outside of Kelsey. He's the next one to get super excited and show his emotions on the field.
When you're watching him, do you ever envision what it would have been like to play with Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I hear it a lot. So it's not that I even have to envision it. I'm told that all the time about, what would it be like if you had Mahomes as your quarterback? Now, again, I don't take anything away from the guys that I played with. Excellent offense that we had at that time. But one of the things I do is just try to get out the way and allow these guys to enjoy the excitement and what they brought to the Kansas City Chiefs organization. And I'm excited. And again, to have Mahomes, I think anyone would say, no doubt, they would love to have a player of that caliber and the way that he can actually change the game as a quarterback.
Just looking back at your career, and you mentioned some of those teammates that you were playing the game with as we're talking to Priest Holmes. Like some of the ones that come back to mind, Jamal Lewis, Ray Lewis, Ogden, of course, Tony Gonzalez, your offensive lines in Kansas City with Will Shields and Willie Rofe and Brian Waters. You were blessed to play. I know you were a great player, but, man, you played with some really good teammates, too.
I played with some talented guys. And, of course, when I was in Baltimore, Ernest Biner, believe it or not, he was a veteran running back. He retired after his first year. And so going into my second year, I had him as an offensive coach that was helping out the team. And, what he brought to me is just letting me know that there's a difference between a professional player and a football player. And I guess by listening to him, I chose to be a professional football player and allowed for my career to be as long as it was. But I don't take anything back from the guys that I played with. Excellent guys with the Baltimore Ravens and, of course, with the Kansas City Chiefs.
When you had a big season, did you buy your offensive lineman something? We see Rolex watches that Derrick Henry bought his offensive lineman for leading the league in rushing. Any special gifts you used to get your old lineman?
Absolutely. We did the watches. We did the framed jerseys. My first Pro Bowl, I not only took all of my offensive linemen, but I opened it up to the entire team that I would buy them tickets. Flight tickets and hotels would be comped by me to go out there. And, again, I was so excited for my first Pro Bowl to be able to utter that out in front of everyone. And it took Will Shields to come behind me and says, hey, I know you're excited. I know you just opened the door for be invited to your first Pro Bowl and you would pay for it. But I can't let you do that. I'm going to help you pay for this and get everybody out there. So it was a fun time back then, back in the early 2000s. But I'm just excited about just being in a position to see and watch the organization that it's been over 50 years. And I think that, of course, it didn't happen during my time with the Kansas City Chiefs. But for it to happen now, it's just as exciting.
So you win that Super Bowl with Baltimore. How'd you wind up in Kansas City? I know it was free agency, but give me the story on that.
A story that most people are not familiar with, but Coach Vermeil, he actually commentated one of my last football games with the University of Texas, right? 4 years later, I'm leaving Baltimore Ravens. I'm open up for free agency, and Coach Vermeil is now coaching. He's with the Kansas City Chiefs. He said that I reminded him of a running back named Wilbert Montgomery that played for the Eagles.
Sure.
He said if I ever had an opportunity to walk through his doors, because he remember how I played for the University of Texas in one of those big games against Nebraska, he said he would not allow the opportunity to go by without picking me up. And so I got the call from him. He said, we're going to go with Trent Green. We're not going with a younger quarterback. So if we get Trent, you're next in line, and we'll be a Kansas City Chiefs. So that's how it happened. And it was uniquely behind the situation where Coach Vermeil commentated my college game and remembered me in those performances. And then when 4 years later passed, I was in free agency and it happened.
It's amazing how those things work. Priest Holmes here with us at the Zach Gelb Show. Hey, we were talking about some of the great teammates you were able to play with. One I left off, and I knew I was going to forget someone. And, you know, I'm sure there's many others as well. But Tony Richardson, because I remember those first two games in Kansas City when you were there, you know, I look back at it. You had 15 carries combined in those two games. And then Tony Richardson, you know, tell the story, was one heck of a teammate with what he did, right?
Yeah, it really was. And Zach, if you can just remember this, Kansas City has just brought me in to be the starting running back. I come in first game one.
And you only get 15 carries in two games. You probably weren't happy.
I'm 7 or 6 carries in the first game. I'm maybe 7 or 8 carries in the second game. Again, I'm 15 carries in two games, and Tony Richardson has over 20-some-odd carries probably in both of those games combined, right? So I'm looking at the situation saying this doesn't add up. And it took Tony Richardson. Obviously, he had already been there with the organization, more familiar with the organization. He went into the office and said, hey, if we're going to do anything or win any ball games, y'all got to commit to Priest Holmes. And, of course, it took that conversation for them then to come into that third game against Washington, and then the rest is history when things just took off.
It speaks to the type of person that he is, because the way that it was going, I don't know if I would have asked to be the fullback. I think I would have just stuck with what was happening and get the rock 20 times a game.
Well, you know, T. Rich was a special teams guy, and then he took over after Kimball Anders had left. He started playing fullback, then he moved to running back. He had a taste at running back and had like 900 yards the season prior to me coming. And for him to give that position up, again, after you've been fed the rock, you've scored touchdowns, you know what that feels like. It takes someone to be very humble to say, you know what, there's a bigger picture, and I want to create an opportunity for a guy. So he definitely went to bat for me. And again, my hat's off to him, because that showed his character. And then we went on to have a lot of success, a lot of fun playing that running back in running back position and fullback position. So he opened up a lot of holes. We scored a lot of touchdowns. And again, my offensive lineman, hats off to them.
What was your favorite moment as a Kansas City Chief?
Oh, my goodness. You know, actually, one of my favorite moments was the fact that I was leaving Baltimore, which I said I wouldn't go back to, because that offense never was set up for me to be successful. So, right, going downhill in between the tackles and guards and getting 3 yards and a cloud of smoke, that wasn't really the situation, the best situation for me. So for me to get to Kansas City, it was pretty awesome. But, you know, I think just building the team and winning some ball games and trying to figure out how we can be successful was truly one of the biggest opportunities for me. But, you know, again, going to my first Pro Bowl was really big for me. And again, I opened my mouth and invited my entire team, including coaches, including wives, and said, I'll pay for your flights, I'll pay for your hotels. And again, I was just excited. I think that bill was like over $50,000, but it was fun. It's one in a lifetime opportunity to do something like that. And I believe that'll go a long ways with the teammates that remember me.
You know, I love you, Priest Holmes, but that's a crazy move, because now running backs, you see what people are getting paid and what football players are getting paid. Early 2000s, and that's a pretty hefty bill that you had there.
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. And you know, believe it or not, most of the guys that went, I never even saw them during the whole week, during the Super Bowl. They were out in their hotels.
They were partying.
Oh, they were partying.
Room service on Priest.
They sure did.
Before we let you run, a few more with Priest Holmes, who's been great with us on the show. I asked you about your best moment. I know you had injuries, and I know you had a very tough playoff loss against the Indianapolis Colts. What were the worst moment? You know, you look back at that Kansas City chapter. What was the toughest moment for you?
Well, there was always the opportunity to win more games, right? But it was always tough to know that, we didn't come through on several opportunities to really, cement ourselves as a dominant offense by winning the playoff game against Indianapolis and giving us an opportunity to play in the AFC. Now, again, that opportunity has come and gone, but I think that what we're doing for all the fans that have not seen the success in the postseason over the last 50 years, I think all of that is coming to an head with what the guys, those young guys, are doing today. And for us to be in the Super Bowl, whether that's a fan, as a former player, as an ambassador, as an owner, it's just an exciting time. And I think that regardless of all the things that it took for us to get to this point, I think it was well worth it, and we're excited.
Do you feel that brotherhood? Like, are you close with some of the guys on the team these days?
Absolutely. Dante Hall just called me the other day and said, "Priest, if you're not using your tickets, I'll buy them for you." So guys are still, reaching out to each other. We're always in support of each other and what they're doing off the field. If guys have foundations and support in their communities, we're always supporting each other. But we have what's called the Alumni Weekend. So every year, alumni guys can go back to the Kansas City Chiefs and be there for a weekend, and we induct someone into the Ring of Honor there. And so every year for the past, obviously, 10, 11 years that I've been away from the game, I've gone back for that particular weekend so I can get back and see all of my teammates that come back in town.
Take me through the first time you met Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, actually, I believe that might have been after his first season. I was there doing something, an appearance for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were interviewing him, and he kind of came through the area where we were at. And so I got a chance just to introduce myself, told him a phenomenal job of, what he was doing at that early part of his career, and just exciting to see him. And again, he's a Texas kid, so of course we followed him since he's come out of high school at Hightower, and then of course with him being at Texas Tech, he's done some phenomenal things. But he's changing the game, and he's making the game fun. He's laughing, smiling. He hasn't changed his hairstyle, so he's comfortable, and I'm excited to see what he's doing.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen next Sunday, because that defense from San Francisco, we all know how great of a unit they are, and like we've been talking about, this offense for Kansas City, it's tough to keep them quiet for all that long, so that's going to be one heck of a matchup with the Chiefs' offense and San Francisco's defense.
Absolutely. I think the offense is definitely going to roar back regardless of what the 49ers brings to the table. But with me having a little bit of experience in playing in this stage of game, I know at the end of the day it's going to take the Kansas City Chiefs defense to win the ball game, because offenses get you to the Super Bowl, but it's a defense that's going to win the game. So it's going to be up to both defenses of how this game is going to go.
What's that lasting memory and image for you when you won the Super Bowl, Priest Holmes, with the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, man, I can't really say what the last image was, but I can tell you what my first one was. And, of course, it was this kickoff of the Super Bowl 35. And I remember at the point in which the ball was kicked off of the very first play, all you saw were lights, cameras, action, just all kind of flashes going off. And at that point, you really knew you were on the biggest stage of sports games in the United States. And that was one of the biggest moments for me. And at that point, once the kickoff was caught, you finally exhaled and breathed like, okay, let's play some football. So I'm excited to see those guys, and I'll be there in Miami to see the same exact thing and experience the same thing once that ball is kicked off, all the flashes that are going to go off in that stadium.
It will be special, as each and every year. Last one for Priest Holmes before we let you run. Give the message to the Chiefs Nation right now. We all know how many Chiefs fans love you. We have a lot of Chiefs fans listening to us and getting excited for this big game. As a legendary Chiefs player, what do you say to the Chiefs Kingdom?
Well, to the Chiefs Kingdom, I'm very excited about being a part of the Sea of Red. There's one thing that we know, that there's a lot of pride that these young guys have brought to the game. We saw that in the first playoff game. We saw it in the second playoff game. We know they can play from behind, and we know what they can do when they have a lead. So we're excited to see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the 49ers, and go Chiefs.
Well, hey, we appreciate it, Priest. Best of luck. Safe travels. We'll see you in Miami. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.